And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me here in the studio is Professor Marcia Spence, hornist with the Missouri Quintet, who will be presenting a recital coming up this Monday in the Whitmore Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m. right here on the Mizzou campus. And this program, it's got a great little title here, Ma Commencement Es Mon Fin. That's pretty unusual. Why don't you tell us how you came up with that?
Well, after 24 years at Mizzou, I'm retiring at the end of this semester, and this will be my last concert as an official member of the music faculty. Subsequently, my quintet colleagues decided to allow me to select the music. My inspiration for the programming came from a piece by 14th century composer Guillaume Machaut entitled Ma fin est mon commencement, which means my end is my beginning. It is a musical palindrome in which the piece is the same whether you play it forwards or backwards. I've always thought it was a very clever piece, and I suppose I think I'm being clever by stealing its title and reversing it to Ma commencement est mon fin. In other words, my beginning is my end. I thought it would be fitting to play music from my very first concert at Mizzou, Ma commencement, on my final concert at Mizzou, Mon fin.
So this is then your final concert with the Missouri Quintet. Well, congratulations on your retirement.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So why don't you guide us then through some of the pieces that you've selected for the program?
Okay. We will begin with music that should be very familiar to most people, Rossini's Barbara Seville Overture, as transcribed by our oboist, Dan Willett. Dan is quite talented at arranging and transcribing music for Woodwind Quintet, although I should add that his arrangements are always fiendishly difficult to play, and this overture is no exception. Perhaps that is why I always find it difficult to type up a program without inadvertently adding an M to Dan's first name, making it into Dam Willett. The next selection will be the Six Bagatelles by Hungarian composer Gyorgy Ligeti. This is a standard work in the woodwind quintet literature. I'll be honest, I had never played anything like it before I joined the Missouri Quintet. Ligeti was mostly an avant-garde composer. In 1953, he composed a 12-movement piano cycle called Musik Ricercata and decided to take six of those movements and arrange them for woodwind quintet. Thus, his Six Bagatelles for Wind Quintet came into being. They were first performed in 1956, but not in their entirety. The last movement was censored by the Soviets for being too dangerous. I totally concur. It is dangerous. After an intermission, we will perform one of the Missouri Quintet's signature works, the Quintet No. 2 by David Maslenka. The group had performed it and even made the premiere recording of it prior to my coming to Mizzou. I remember getting handed this piece in my very first rehearsal and being told we were taking it on tour to Boston in 5 weeks. It is truly one of the most daunting and difficult pieces I had encountered up to that point. The rest of the group knew the music backwards and forwards, and we had to play everything at full tempo from the get-go. Just wow. Maslenka has an unusual approach to this composition. The first movement forces each player to their technical best through rhythm and tempo. The second movement has an extended horn solo that shows Maslenka is not afraid to take instruments to their extreme range. I might add that horn solos in the woodwind quintet repertoire are all too rare, so it is nice to be featured. In the third movement, Maslenka displays his minimalist approach. The flute and oboe get to shine over a seemingly endless ostinato by the clarinet, horn, and sometimes bassoon. The piece ends quietly, but definitely takes the listener on a journey. Our final piece will be Anton Reicha's finale movement from his Opus 88 No. 2. We used it as an encore for many years. It is a joyous little ditty, and it is definitely the way I wish to finish my membership with the Missouri Quintet.
Wow. And that is a heck of a program. And you've been performing recitals with the Missouri Quintet for the last 24 or so years?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, I can imagine you can look back at your career with some manner of great satisfaction.
Yes, indeed.
Well, so tell me, how has the Missouri Quintet changed over the years, and how's it been the same?
Well, the group has changed. Well, we've had a lot of personnel changes that have been interesting. I've played with two different flutists, Steve Geibel, and Alice Dade, three different clarinetists, Paul Gerritsen, Bill Kalinkos, and Wes Warnhoff. And let's see, there was Barb Wood, Albie Micklick, Gabriel Beavers, Lacolian Washington, Shelley Younger, Rod Ekman, Maya Stone, Elizabeth Roberts, Kara Lamore, and Lee Munoz. Ah, that's 10 different bassoonists.
Oh, wow.
And each new member definitely changes the group dynamic. But I guess the most daunting change has been brought by younger and younger colleagues. Their technique is on fire. Subsequently, the tempos have gotten much faster over the years. When I first joined the group, I was the youngest member and things were quite comfortable. Now I'm one of the oldest members and it gets harder and harder to keep up. As far as how the group has remained the same, I would say there's two apparent aspects. First, I've only played with one oboe player, Dan Willett, who has been here the whole time I have. And I would say that the other consistent factor is the sheer terror I experience every time I perform woodwind quintet music. I routinely perform as a soloist, play in orchestras, brass quintets, and other chamber ensembles. But playing in a woodwind quintet is truly the one thing that brings a feeling of abject fear to my heart.
Well, you've had quite the career here at Mizzou. And again, congratulations on your retirement and, you know, best wishes moving forward. Go do fun stuff.
I intend to. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Again, this is Mock Commencement, Esmon Finn, the final concert with the Missouri Quintet with Professor Marcia Spence on horn. The Missouri Quintet is Alice Dade, Dan Willett, Wes Warnhoff, and Marcia Spence, and bassoonist Lee Munoz. They'll perform on Monday, April 22nd at 7:30 p.m. in the Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building right here on the beautiful Mizzou campus for the last time with hornist Marcia Spence. Thanks so much for coming out.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.